As long as that guy has a TV show, my goal is to just take him off the air.
Shut the hell up.
Okay, before we get to Roland, this note about the contest, you have to go to blackamericaweb.com with the correct answer. You can't text it to me at 646464. From Washington, D.C., Roland Martin, good morning.
Good morning, Tom, Sybil, and Jay. Hope you had a great weekend. Next summer, we're going to have the opening of a museum that many of us have been waiting for a long time. It is the Smithsonian National Museum of African American History and Culture. Lonnie Bunch, he is running the museum, and he is traveling all over the world, Tom, collecting various artifacts that will go into the museum. He joins us this morning from South Africa with this amazing story with the Slave Rex Project. Lonnie, how you doing, man?
Really good. Yourself?
Doing great. So you're in South Africa. Man, you're traveling everywhere to get stuff for this museum.
Well, you know, our ancestors deserve to be remembered, so I'll go anywhere to make sure they happen.
Lonnie, I saw the 60-minute piece, and that was fascinating.
Isn't it great? I mean, you know, to be honest, it's so exciting that we're at this point where this museum is going to open really soon.
So tell us about this project that you're involved with there in South Africa.
Well, here's what's going on. I wanted to have at least a piece of a slave ship to show the American public. And I had been searching the world, and finally we found one that left Bristol, that left Lisbon, Portugal, came to Mozambique, picked up 500 enslaved Africans, was on its way back to the Americas, and sank off the coast of Cape Town. We have found it. We have dove on it. We're actually bringing pieces up, and I'm going to basically bring some of those pieces. We'll come back to the museum when we open.
Wow. Now, you said you wanted this. You really have been focused on making sure that this is really tells the story of people of African descent in this country. You've had folks even giving personal artifacts as well to the museum.
Well, I think that the best way to tell a history is to realize that so much of that is still in the hands of living people. So we used to go around the country and ask people to dig into their trunks, their basements, and their attics and bring out their stuff.
Where else have you gone around the world? I mean, I know you've been gathering things in the United States, but where else are you pulling items from to showcase at the museum?
Well, let me tell you what else happened with this slave ship.
Okay.
So I was in Mozambique last week where the ship left from, and I actually went to the site. There is a ramp where the enslaved people in chains had to walk down to the ship. And I went down to that ramp. And then the village elder came and gave me dirt from Mozambique. So what I'm going to do is I brought the dirt back to Cape Town, and I'm going to sprinkle it over the wreck of the ship so that, as the village elder said to me, this way my people will still be sleeping in their own home.
That's powerful.
Lonnie Bunch, where did you discover, or where did you first come up with your love of history and wanting to tell the story?
Well, I was a little kid, and I would read these books. And one day I saw pictures of kids. And my grandfather read the story to me, and he said, those kids probably are dead by now. And all it said under the picture was, unknown kids. And my grandfather said, isn't it a shame people could live their lives, die, and all it says is unknown. So that got me interested in trying to figure out. I'd look at a picture and I'd say, how did that person live? You know, how was that black man treated? And that got me interested in my love of history. And I think that, you know, for me, history is my weapon to make America better.
Wow. Where are you from originally, Lonnie?
I'm a Jersey boy.
Well, Lonnie, now I got to say this here. I'm a charter member. Folks can give to the museum as well. You know, I'm a believer in pushing the giving part, Lonnie.
Well, I appreciate it. We're almost home, but we still need our people to dig into their pockets and make it real.
Yeah, I'm a charter member too.
Lonnie Bunch.
Are.
Yes.
National Museum of African American History and Culture. Man, great find there in South Africa, Mozambique. Thank you so very much.
If you get a chance, go to On Demand and CBS and watch that 60-minute piece. on the African American Museum at the Smithsonian. It's fascinating.
I've already tweeted it out, so